Legislators are facing one of the largest budget deficits that's been projected in recent years. Depending on whom you ask, it starts at $220 million. If you want to clone the current year's budget and continue that level of spending, it could reach up to $350 million if you factor in some required spending increases and a general 3% growth across the board, according to state budget writers. That kind of extra padding doesn't sit well with Senate Minority Whip Greg Lavelle. He says any kind of new spending before solving the projected budget deficit is foolhardy.
I hope that the building recognizes that we're in this hole. If it's real, if they're snookering us, that's a different question. But we continue to see proposals for new spending. And I'm not going to sit here and suggest a solution, be it tax increases, cuts, some combination thereof, all that kind of stuff, when people are still proposing new spending. It's insane.
A balanced budget proposal from outgoing Governor Jack Markell is expected later this week, and lawmakers like Lavelle aren't dropping even a crumb of possible solutions on their end. In the past, Republicans have embraced across-the-board cuts to each state agency ranging from 1% to 3%, which incenses some like House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf.
People around here are very quick to say we need cut government, and then they disappear. And they don't ever offer any ideas about what they want to cut.
One potential solution that could fill in a big chunk of that projected deficit would be to rescind Delaware's expansion of Medicaid to those in higher income brackets. Such a move would save about $100 million while dropping 10,000 people from the insurance rolls. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is trying to restructure his state's Medicaid program to bill enrollees a monthly premium and drop their coverage for at least 6 months if they miss a payment. Schwarzkopf says anything like that isn't an option.
When you start to cut back on the expansion of Medicaid and everything, you are hurting some of the most vulnerable people in our state.
In order to help negotiate some kind of grand bargain, legislative leaders say they will revive bipartisan talks when Governor-elect John Carney takes office. The group last regularly met in 2015 to craft a deal on infrastructure spending. Debates stretched nearly the entire six-month session before coming to a close shortly before lawmakers recessed. House Minority Leader Danny Short says he can't promise a shorter turnaround time this year.
It may take that long. I mean, sometimes it takes a deadline to get to a resolution. But I'm hopeful that we have some different folks that are being in the mix that it might be a change. It's going to be a full different administration.
The group may also tackle a compromise to spend more public money on high-poverty schools, something lawmakers punted on last year. Such an agreement could cost a significant amount of money that's not flowing into the state's bank account at the moment. Leaders will begin meeting once Carney takes office next week. Carney's more conservative views on spending compared to Markell had the GOP cautiously optimistic they might have a stronger ally in these negotiations, but they're waiting for more solidified policy proposals to take shape before they celebrate. For instance, Carney says he wants to make over the state education department, an agency Republicans have characterized as cluttered with highly paid administrators, into one that supports teachers in schools.
Do I think there's too much bureaucracy in education? Absolutely. And that trace that back to Washington as well. I mean, it certainly sounds good to be a support agency for your school districts and schools, but I'm not sure what that actually means.
Carney's inauguration begins next Tuesday, but after a fairly quiet campaign, it remains to be seen when he'll flesh out his agenda for the next 4 years. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.